Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Takes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy!
Ash.
Hello everybody.
And me, Craig. We're all back.
Back. Lads are back. The boys are back in town.
The worst lads in history are back. And obviously, it is International Week. We'll get that out of the way straight away, actually. Ooh. It's International Weekend. And one of our fixtures on the Gaffer Tapes is we slag off Spurs.
Yeah.
We talk about confectionery.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally wrestling.
Yeah.
And we hate the international break.
Absolutely. Nothing changed there, is it? No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Whilst we record this podcast, we are only missing Wales versus Cyprus. That's like, that's it.
I never even thought about Cyprus having a team.
Did you think it was like Butlin?
It's just a destination, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's like having a Pontins team, isn't it?
But the thing is, this weekend, if your like boyfriend slash girlfriend, wife, husband, mum, dad, kids, niece, nephew want to do something and have been nagging you, do it this weekend.
They have, literally all of those people have been asking me. So, yeah, I've got to go out and do it. Yeah, all of them.
But yeah, because International Football Weekend is that bad that it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. No.
If you're going to go to Legoland, do it on International Weekend.
I had to ask you two who England were playing and when it was.
Yeah, we'll all watch it, though. Ash will watch it.
Ash will, yeah, definitely. Ash will watch it, you'll bet on it, and I'll be probably going around some kind of national history museum somewhere.
I mean, there's one quite big one in London.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But yeah, international words. In terms of England, we won't bother talking about them because there's so much stuff from game week four to still talk about. Quick rundown of the results, what happened. Newcastle 0, Arsenal 1 was one of them. That was, do you know what? I was thinking during that game, if Arsenal don't win this game, Wenger must leave now.
I was watching that. I was in Devon for the bank holiday week and I actually watched it through an illegal stream suggested to me by one Craig Hazel. And it wasn't great. It really wasn't great. I was so worried that Newcastle were going to equalise, and I thought I could see it happening. And do you know what? It would have been our fault if we if that was the case. It's just that whole I know we're going to come onto transfer window, but it's just the lack of striker.
I was about to say, we'll definitely talk about Arsenal frustrations later on. Villa Sunderland was 2-2. Bournemouth 1-1 with Leicester. Callum Wilson, like 4 in 2 games. He's absolutely smashing it.
Yeah.
Chelsea lost to Crystal Palace, which we kind of said on Twitter then. I said there's a hunch I thought Palace might get something there. Liverpool West Ham, Ash.
Yeah, what happened there?
Well, it's just, you know, it's the way everyone expects it. We fucking do them every time in parallel universe land.
Yeah.
Arsenal. Yeah, yeah. Isn't there that stat about, hasn't there been something like 9 home wins for all the teams this season and 30 away? Something crazy like that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've lost every home game or drawn one, lost one, and then two away. Yeah. Beating Arsenal and Liverpool away.
For any lunatics who were betting on Palace, West Ham and Swansea this weekend, they'd have made an absolute killing.
Annoyingly, I was trying to decide whether to go for Benteke as my captain or Harks. So far, I don't think they've conceded yet, have they? He's got 6 points every week.
I thought City defenders are the ones to go.
Yeah, so I thought if you put Hart as your captain, at least it's a guaranteed 6 points.
Yeah.
And then right at the last minute, I was like, I've got to go Benteke. We never beat Liverpool. And how sick am I going to be? Benteke scores a hat-trick against us and I've not fucking backed him.
Yeah.
And then we will beat them.
Yeah. It's a good shout, though. City defenders, like, they look good. They're the only team that look good. I mentioned Bakary Sagna in the preview blog a while back, just because he didn't play at all pretty much last year, and he was still only 5 million. He's not anymore, but I think people just didn't recognise him with no ridiculous haircut.
Yeah. He does look different, doesn't he?
Bless him. Spurs Everton another 0-0, so good clean sheets there. Southampton finally, maybe being out of Europe's good for them. They won 3-0, and maybe their clean sheets because they were kind of a defensive fixture last year, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then Swansea got a result against Man U, and that was pretty much my only good scorer this week was Andre Ayew.
Good
all season.
Yeah, I took Ayew and go miss out.
Really?
Yeah, wild card, mate.
What? So you
why take Ayew out? Yeah, because he's performing.
I think it was a matter of money. I had this really close. And for the fact of we talked about it before, the whole bandwagon thing. Said on the last pod.
You've got a bit in your bonnet about bandwagons, haven't you?
Well, way? I said on the last pod, I said, oh, maybe it was even the one before, I said, you know, as soon as I join a bandwagon, the wheels will fall off. And I then didn't for that next week, and Mahrez and all these people did score. And so for last game week, yeah, I wildcarded and it all went wrong. I went with all these players that, you know, are on the bandwagon, and yeah, like I say, the wheels fell off and I was.
So what did you do then? You brought in the likes of, you had Mahrez.
Mahrez. Someone else. Oh no,
Callum Wilson, because he's kind of
a Redmond. He didn't. Only did Mahrez not. He scored 1 point. He's now injured, so that's annoying. Wilson. I think I did bring Wilson in. Oh no, I didn't. Diouf. I bought him in. He did nothing. And there was another couple of players. Yeah, it just didn't work for me. Nathaniel Clyne, zero.
Yeah, but I don't see the logic in having Nathaniel Clyne when Joe Gomez is starting games. Liverpool's
I've got Gomez as well, but he actually scored some points.
Matt Target at Southampton's the same. He's another one.
I had him on the bench.
Yeah.
Should have had him over Clyne.
Might be up because Southampton have just signed another centre-half. So I know he plays left-back at the moment.
Yeah.
They've got people coming back. But you haven't wild-carded yet, have you, Ash?
No, I was very close to it. I just didn't really have enough time to go through it. And I was sort of thinking it would have been quite good to wild-card in the first couple of weeks. Go for everybody who's played well, just so you get that massive uplift in money, yeah, where people switch, you know, if other people are transferring, if you get in there first, obviously it increases the value of your team. You know, you could probably put $1 million extra on your team if every player you pick goes up 100,000 that day.
That's the only time you've said $1 million and it's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, an actual $1 million. Yeah.
It actually means $1 million.
Yeah, but so I didn't, and then it was a bit dubious about it going into the weekend, but finally my Southampton trio paid off.
Oh yeah, you've had Pella,
Tadic and Cedric, who all scored.
Fair play for sticking by Tadic, because he was only about 3.5% picked when he had that blinder against Norwich.
Yeah.
It was a good shout. But I feel kind of hard done by, because I haven't wildcarded, but in my squad I've got these players like Redmond I had from the beginning, IU I had from the beginning, Target and Gomez I had from the beginning, who were all kind of shrewd picks, but yet I'm still 220th odd in the league. So it's like I've got it wrong somehow by getting the right players.
Well, you see, I had all those players and then took them out for this wildcard. What it was I wildcarded a week too early, I think. I don't know why. I looked at my team and I thought, this is shit, and I had injuries and I thought, do you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And it was a big mistake because obviously, you know, there's been the transfer window since and there's been some... There was a few before, like Pedro at Chelsea, I stuck him straight in and he's actually one of the very few Chelsea players left now that are really scoring points.
Well, I had Pedro as captain in game week 4 and he got 7 points, so I was happy enough with that.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got 2 goals and 2 assists in 2 games, so that's solid.
Yeah, he's been good since he's come over. But yeah, there's definitely a few transfers that I've missed out on, new transfers in doing the wildcard so early. Well,
do you think anybody who wildcarded has still got Hazard in their team? He's only dropped by 100,000. Was he? What was he? 11.5.
Yeah, he was.
So in that case, he's only dropped to 100,000. Yeah. So there's not that many people have jumped ship on him yet.
I jumped ship about 2 weeks ago on him. Get some more money on a striker.
I think I will. Well, I think I will this week because now I've got 2 free transfers again. He'll free up some cash. But do you want to jump ship just before? Surely they've got to turn it around.
I know.
And they're not going to drop him, are they?
But then Pedro becomes a very attacking midfield player. I did it over 2 weeks. So I got rid of him to bring in Pedro, and now I've got 3.3 million in the bank.
Yeah.
So I don't see the point in wildcarding yet. I want to try and use that 3.3 million first and then see how that goes.
Well, for anyone who does have Hazard, wait until I put him in and then just take him out. Honestly, that is genuinely the way that's what I've been doing with my secret second team. I've just been going against what I personally would normally do.
Right.
It hasn't paid off yet. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm in about...
When we go through tweets like chocolate, your second team thing is caused... It's just...
I have some news about my secret second team as well, when we get to that.
They sack the manager.
Chelsea have got the next couple of games. The next 4 games are Everton, Arsenal, Newcastle, Southampton. So it's not... They've got an easy run of games.
No, that's right.
No, and they just played a game that was very winnable. I know Palace are a decent side, but Palace at home, you'd be thinking, okay, that's a 5-pointer minimum for Hazard there. He'll get bonus points or maybe an assist.
Yeah.
And nothing. So it's difficult because these guys, you know, all these Harry Kane, nothing so far this season.
Tell me about Hazard,
nothing so far this season. Aguero, not really done much. Not just
no,
to find
I
out
him in. No. What I was going to say is while obviously it's difficult to, you know, pick the players that you think are going to achieve and get points, I think it's even harder to pick who's just going to win the game.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you can pick an easy game now. There's been so many games where I thought, oh, well, I'm definitely backing so-and-so because they're going to absolutely dick them, and they don't.
Yeah. My bank balance would agree, Thomas. Mm. So, I mean, it has been difficult. No, it's true, though. There has been, like, only Man City are being sort of delivering on their favourite status. Everyone else is slipping up everywhere.
Yeah, well, I went heavy on City players, but I just think I picked the wrong ones. This week, or rather last week, I had Toure as captain, and it didn't work out. He only got, like, 3 points or something, 4 points.
I don't know if you guys have noticed.
Whereas I should have gone Kolarov.
That Becky is 30th in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah,
she's killing it.
Yeah, she's got... she'd be even higher as well. I think I probably mentioned it the first week. When we were playing Arsenal away first week, I looked at her team. She's like, have you got any advice? And she'd got 3 West Ham players in it and 3 Arsenal players on the bench. Yeah. And I was like, I think you've got that the wrong way round. So if she hadn't listened to me, she'd probably be top of the league. Yeah. But
don't
she's got
in the genius adventure team.
No, exactly.
Absolutely.
But she's got Sanya in defence.
Brilliant.
Oh, he gets so many points. 6, 6, 9, 12.
And how he was only 5 million at the beginning of the
year. He's only 5-1 now. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Signing, amazing.
There's a few. I still think, though it's an unfashionable, you like pick, that Raheem Sterling's going to be a good player for City. He's going to score points.
He will, but it's just picking when, because again, although his price is starting to go down slightly, he is expensive when it, you know.
But then he's delivered more than Hazard so far. I mean, De Bruyne now adds different factors.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know enough about that guy. His price tag is it surprisingly. As you'd
know what?
Expect
I made
me
a
to
note
know.
Of some of the new guys' price tags, and I haven't got De Bruyne's in there, so we'll find
that
out.
Ten. He's 10 mil.
Is he 10?
Yeah.
He looks 10.
Hey.
No, he. It's a weird one, him, because obviously nothing much happened at Chelsea.
Looks like Tintin as well, a little bit, doesn't he?
He does a bit. Look. He does look Tintin-esque. And is Tintin Belgian as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. The Gaffer Tapes teaching you the origins of Francophile comics.
I reckon if we look that up, that wouldn't be true.
Yeah, it'd be like Swiss.
Swiss.
All right, as long as everyone listening agrees not to look it up.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Stim Dog straight away going to tweet us. By the way, I think you'll find that Tintin, real name Timothy Tintins, is actually from Bruges.
Yeah,
you know,
which is in Belgium.
Is it? What's the chances of that?
Well, quite a lot. It's quite well known.
I don't know. I think we established my geography is shit.
But talking of the league, obviously Becky is out doing all of us at the moment. But we've got a quick rundown of. I'll quickly run down the top 10, and Tom's going to tell us where we are in the league, which I don't really want to know. Top of the league at the moment is Cameron Hunt. Not a name we know.
Chunt.
Chunt there with his Cameroon skate.
Chunty.
Like a bad computer. Is that a board game you've played, Ash?
Cameroon. It sounds like it. Cameroon what? Skate?
Scape.
Scape. Yeah.
Jason Cormack is there and is a Dyslexic United there in second. Geir Mejelda. Sounds Norwegian. Where are you from, Geir? Tell us. Robert Firmin, you Lewis Kalari. He's an old one. Michael Cabrera from last season. He's in fifth.
Oh, nice.
Head Over Heart in sixth. Marcus T. Lowry in seventh. Sat Gainder with the Axe Murderers. It's a very angry name. In eighth. Saidi Lugogo, who sounds like a Chelsea player.
Doesn't he?
Ninth. And then John Birch, whose team is Onion Terror.
Onion Terror, nice.
I don't know what that means. And down in last is Daniel Wink, the Winkster.
Oh, Winko.
Winkai. Yeah, Winky. He's got a touch of wink eye. Yeah. His team is Shakhtar Senseless down
Shakhtar
in 538.
Senseless.
Very crude pun, but
in what 538?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where are we? 537.
Yeah, you are, mate. No, we are. Well, for the first 4 game weeks, Big T Dog was top. Out of us three, I was progressively doing better and better and better. Last game week, it's all changed. Craig. You are currently 221st.
Am I top out of us three?
No. I'm doing it reverse, baby. His little face! face! Nice little face over Skype.
Oh,
that was a genuine surprise.
No, no, no. We're going, but we're going like that. They do the top 10 in Top of the Pops. Craig coming in at 221st. Yeah, 166 points. Then with 169 points, not a lot in it. Not a lot in it. Me, 182nd. So there's like 40 odd places there for three points. Yeah,
mad.
Yeah, me 182nd. And Ash, who was bottom or out of us three for like since the start, is now shot up to 119th with 176 points.
Ooh.
Nice.
So that's a fantastic week for you, shit week for me. And how was your week in general? It was all right, was it?
51 points.
51, so that's a pretty good actually. That's a pretty good week, so you've jumped up a bit. Yeah, so we're all sort of around the rough.
Weird, because I only got 52 points.
You got 52?
So I don't know how I've jumped ahead of Craig so much, yeah.
Well, it was the week before I had a stinker.
Oh, I see. So,
Oh,
and did you take a points hit this week, Craig, or last week?
Yeah, I did. I took.
So that's what it is, because I've noticed that it does come up with your actual score, but then it doesn't take the points off for you.
Yeah.
There's only 10 points between us. So that's.
I have my wild card and my three new chips as well. So I'm.
Yeah. I've still got my three chips. Yeah.
The stats of the amount of people who have used their chips actually is a bit.
I think they're gonna when they realise that they can potentially use a triple captain thing on someone who's got a double game week.
Yeah.
At one point, Aguero's gonna have a double game week, and he's gonna score. Fucking four or five goals, and then they're going to go, oh shit.
That's how they all sound as well.
Yeah.
Oh shit, what a twat. Oh,
bloody, my chips. Oh, man, I've lost my chips.
I've dropped my chips.
Something like that. So that's where we are. So that's not bad. That's not bad. I think we're doing all right. I was texting a comedian mate of mine who is in, I think he's in about 100th, and he's only about 7 points ahead of me. So. You know, it's very, very tight. The amount of players that we've got in our Gaffer Tapes mini league, it doesn't take a lot to sort of jump up a lot.
No, it doesn't. So many teams. So there's still hope for Daniel Wink as well.
Oh, Winko. Yeah. Winkle.
Yeah, pretty in Wink.
He's got
a bit of hope. But in fact, talking about chips and wild cards and stuff, on our blog, the Gaffer Tapes blog, which is on thegaffertapes.com/blog, Steve Clift Pallet. He wrote a blog recently which shows you of the top 10 or 20 players how many chips they've used and how many of their three chips they've used.
Oh.
And compares that to their points. And wow. So it makes you feel a little bit better. So you should have a read of that. And he also does a game week review where he name drops a lot of people.
I did notice that. Yeah, I did read it.
Where... It's quite good, actually. So it kind of tells you how you're getting on compared to them. And also just it's quite good to see your name written down and someone else making fun of you apart from us three.
Yeah.
Little statistic I just spotted. In the top 15 players, top 15, yeah, like players you can pick, who do you think has scored the least amount of points in the top 15 most selected?
15 most selected.
So, like, clients are most selected.
Ah.
So, someone in the top 15, who do you think has got the least amount of points?
After Diego Costa?
He's not in it, apparently, I can see. No?
I don't know what the question is.
Of the top selected players, who scored the least FPL points.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm with you.
So Costa scored more points than this person, but he's about 30th.
Kane?
No, he scored less points than Kane.
Scored less points? Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. It's going to be someone...
He'd have been so highly picked at the start.
Peter Cech?
No, Cech scored some decent
points. No, Cech's on 21 points.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cech has scored 7 times more points than this player.
So it's someone on 3 points.
Yeah. Ivanovic, who's 20% pick. He scored 3 points.
Really?
He's played every game, I think.
I've still got him.
That's incredible.
Wow.
But he's so good.
Put it into perspective, right? He's 6.8 million, and he's the same percentage pick, roughly, as Kolarov, who's a million cheaper, exactly.
And he scored
37 points.
Yeah, Kolarov's been...
fucking hell.
Yeah, been good for my team. Wow, that's mad. But people have still got Ivanovic because, probably like the Hazard thing, they're thinking, he is going to come good. When's it going to happen?
They'll keep clean sheets eventually.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, that's pretty much what we've got time for part one of the Gaffer Tapes. But coming up, we're going to be going through your tweets like we usually do and talking about some of the new transfers that have come in the transfer window, their values, and whether they're going to be worth getting. And we have a guest in for part three who's going to take part, no doubt, in one of Ash's ridiculous games. But that's all coming up in part two and three of the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. Tom, it's been a couple of weeks since I've heard the sweet sounds of you singing some 90s reggae.
Been a while, isn't it, mate?
So if you could just straight into it.
You tweet like da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was like a little bit. That's the middle. That's
like
the middle bit.
A remix, was it?
No, that's how it goes, but that's just like the middle bit.
But then surely you missed the chocolate bit, innit?
Tweet like chocolate bar.
We stopped
in
any form of chocolate.
Don't ask me. What's that? Don't ask me. Don't ask me what I'm doing. I'm just eating some chocolate. Okay.
So we'll crack on with the tweets. Some of the best tweets you've had from you guys during the week. Some actual good questions, because we get so many tweets now.
We've had so many tweets, yeah, it's been
mad. We had a tweet from Matt, or M.T. Gullickson, sounds Scandinavian.
Gullers!
Gullers, yeah. Fern Gully, he said...
Gulliver's Travels.
Hey!
Yes! Juff or Wilson for the next couple of game weeks, both have some decent fixtures. I'm not sure, actually. Stoke play Arsenal away and Leicester at home, but Bournemouth play Norwich away and Sunderland home. But Callum Wilson, he's another one of your kind of bandwagon types, isn't he, Tom?
Well, do you know what? That's a very good question, because I've got Juff and I am probably going to ship him out. I'm thinking Gomez, but I mean, Wilson is one of them. He hasn't stopped scoring points, which I kept thinking about Mahrez. I put Mahrez in and now he's dead. So I'm thinking...
You've joined the maybe, death,
yeah. Maybe I'm going to... maybe I will stick Wilson in. I don't know. That's a very good question that I'd like to ask you two as well. Ash, well, thoughts?
Major fucking opinions.
Yeah.
What? Norwich, Sunderland, Stoke, Watford. Oh, Wilson.
You go Wilson.
Done.
Yeah, I think Stoke have got Arsenal away. And Juff, although he gets the odd... You've got to pick the right weeks. He's not an out-and-out goal-scoring striker. He just managed to get points here and there. Mm. I think Wilson out of those two, but there's probably a better third option that no one's even thought of.
Yeah, in fact, because he's got Arsenal, Leicester, Bournemouth. Don't think any of those are really. Oh, and then Swansea. None of those are easy fixtures, are they?
I think the best choice is probably a third one that no one's thought of, but including us probably.
They're out there. For me, I think
Gomez is a great player, but he's more expensive than those
he's
two.
A little bit, yeah.
We also had a tweet from Deeves at SubDodo. He said, made it into the top 10 of your league. I'm ecstatic. Meanwhile, my other team is 326. Wow. Fluke. Other team. Some people were up in arms about other team, Tom, and this is something you've started.
Really? Oh, while we're on the subject of secret team, I'd just like to let you know, and as we're reading out tweets, we have had a correct guess.
Really?
What?
Yeah, we've had a correct guess. No, this isn't it on my phone. I didn't bring any attention to it. I think I was manning the Twitter that day. I haven't brought any attention to it. But within the last 2 weeks, we have had a correct guess.
Did you tell them?
Well, all I did... No, I haven't told them that they are correct. No.
Did you just tell them to check under their pillow?
Yeah.
An acknowledgement.
That's it. But what it is I tweeted a little screen grab of like maybe like three of my players. And that was enough for this person to work out who it was. Because they looked at the league. They must have looked at every team and realised that only... four teams had this player and someone that I'd said I had as well on my bench. So he's basically some kind of detective, yeah. This guy.
Is it then was your team under the pseudonym of like Ron Bones?
Yes, yeah, Ronnie Bones.
I wonder why you showed that much of your team. You got a bit cocky.
Was that a lot? It was like three players.
I think you've got to announce it now, haven't you, in the winner?
No.
You guessed it.
No, but they will win at Toblerone. That's in the post forum. But we're not going to mention yet who it is, because I like that people are guessing about it.
If you are that person, so keep guessing. You tweet me so that I know, so that I can announce it?
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
We also had a tweet from David Nathan, one of our... Nice.
Wait a minute.
Nice. Naffers.
The previous guy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ask Deeves or whatever his name was.
Diof.
No.
Oh, no. He asked the question.
Dodo. Deeves, yeah.
What was his actual question?
Doddles.
Nothing. He was just. It just brought up the subject of a second team, and I thought that was worth talking about.
I thought we changed the subject.
No. I just wanted to like pull Tom on up on his bad etiquette.
Yeah.
David Nathan, who's one of our Aussie listeners, he tweeted, "I went for my sit down wee too late and got stuck with last week's team." # 10-click wanker.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, "I went for my sit down wee too late and got stuck at work for the weekend, sat on the toilet."
No, then he'd have got his team done.
He would have done, yeah.
Well, that was quite funny.
Oh, nice. Good lad. Good lad.
Another one was Ed Hartland. He said, "My bench boost gave me the chance to get points for Joel Ward and McCarthy. He who dares wins," which is good. But yeah, you've used it early, though. Not on a double game week, Ed, so I don't know if you can be that smug.
But then again, that double game week thing, unless you've got your wild card, you're probably not going to have your bench. Most people on double game week end up having empty benches.
Well, my bench, yeah, true. Well,
yeah, hashtag believe.
My bench play most of the time. I like to let all the kids play.
I've got a decent bench nowadays, actually.
Fuck off, have you?
Doing well, Tom.
Do you know what it was? I was watching telly the other day and Jermaine Genus was a panellist on Would I Lie to You? And it really made me think, do you know what? I've got to sort myself out. He was in my team last year. So I know I've actually got a really good bench.
And it's working, mate.
Post wild card, yeah.
We also had a tweet from Jess. Don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Could be Jess, like an Australian kid in Home and Away.
Jesse.
No, exactly. Hat trick for Sinclair midweek versus a poor form Sunderland today. So he's in. That was a great move in retrospect, yeah. Sticking Scotty Sinclair in. We had a tweet from our friend of the podcast, Michael Dravniex, who said, here's my wild card, hashtag balls. Will I regret no Aguero? Not sure his value at 13.2 million. Yeah. I think he's got a point, isn't he?
Well, he did all right avoiding him last week because he didn't do anything, so kept that money and probably spent it wiser elsewhere.
A lot of money for 2 points, isn't it?
It's the same. Ridiculous.
It's the same as last year. It's all the budget strikers are doing it. They're all between 5 and 6 million. You get loads more points.
Yeah.
And we had a tweet from Scotty Douglas, Scotty Too Hotty Douglas. He said, terrible. He said, terrible game week 3. Am I crazy to be considering dropping Sanchez? Arsenal keep trying to walk the ball. I don't think it's crazy at all.
I don't think that's crazy. I haven't even had him in. I love Sanchez, one of my favourite players, but I haven't had him in my team because he's 11 mil and, yeah, he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah, I think having any Arsenal player is a risk at the way they're going.
Definitely. Well, I started out Cech and 2 Arsenal centre-backs. Do you know what I mean? It's since then, I mean, I've still got Cech, but no other Arsenal players in my whole team.
He's the only one I've got.
Yeah.
And even then, he'll go at wildcard. I'm just not going to waste a free transfer on a keeper right now.
No, that's right, yeah.
But he probably will go at wildcard times.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's some of the tweets you've had. We've had so many, and we get loads of people tweeting their team now, hashtag balls, which is great.
Can I read one more tweet, Craig?
Yeah, go for it.
It's from Nicky Sorelot.
I think I've got this one. Go for it.
At Sorelot. He said, first time listener, fucking love the podcast. Excuse his French. And he said, Tom is sexy. That should get my tweet read. You are correct, Mr. Sorelot.
Is it a Mr. Sorelot?
Well,
it's unisexual.
Oh, yeah, no, Nicky, yeah, Nicky Sorelot. Yeah.
It's a dude.
Unless it's a picture of somebody else.
Oh, is that the tweet you just read out? You just read out
no,
the one from
no,
Nicky.
I didn't read that. Nicky Sorelot's tweeted something actually useful as well. I'm like that.
Well, pointing out how attractive I am is usually the class is useful, mate. Do you know what I mean?
That's actually on Tom's fridge.
Come on, mate. Yeah, it is. I'll facilitate my phone to the fridge on that tweet.
I know, it's actually today I tweeted saying, who's the sexiest member of the pod?
Oh,
and why is it Tom?
Yeah.
I noticed you favourited it, retweeted it, then favourited it and retweeted it from the Gaffer Tapes as well.
Well, was it me or was it Craig?
Who knows? I'm still laughing at the fact that Tom thinks the only way to screen grab something is to sellotape his phone to it.
That's how you do it, isn't it?
That sums everything up.
Yeah. But
that's a good little segue, as if we had written it ourselves, which we hadn't. Nicky Sorelot tweeted on the subject of the transfer window, which obviously we've got to chat a bit about before we go to part 3, and said he or she thinks Johnny Evans at 4.8 million is defensively minded and that interests him at West Brom. And we also had a tweet from FPL Hints, which is a great stats one, who thinks that Virgil van Dijk scores goals at a 10% plus strike rate, apparently, normally, and 5.5 million. That's also good value. So, point is, any of the new signings, are any of them interested in any of you, either of you?
Yeah, I think van Dijk could be. Yeah. I don't know how much, you haven't seen how much, what did it say, 5.5?
He's gone to Southampton, isn't he?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
one.
Southampton.
Yeah, yeah, he looks good. And potentially the lad gone to City, Tintin, what's his face? Him.
Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah. AKA Tintin, as it would be known now.
Depends with both of them, whether they play. I guess Van Dijk is who they're going to move out for him.
Yoshida's going to make way, I think, eventually. They paid 11.5 million for him. He's on a 5-year deal. There's no way he's there to sit on the bench.
Yeah, well, you know more about Scotty Too Hotty football than me, but he's supposed to be amazing, isn't he?
He's a solid player and he's huge, so he is worth a goal. And Southampton have generally bought well from Celtic in the past. Wanyama and Forster have both settled in nicely. So I think he's going to be one of those. It's not like he's born and bred in Scotland. He's only been there a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's a good player.
I need to see a little bit more of him, to be fair. Although saying that, I'll put Pedro in straight away and he's done well. So
some other ones I've picked out that might be worth it is Nathan Dyer from Swansea. He's gone on loan to Leicester. He's at 4.8 million.
Wow.
Then Aaron Lennon at 5.8 million at Everton, obviously. The new Man United boy, Marshall's 8 million. I can't see a single person picking him until they know he's going to play. And then obviously West Ham signed their own players. Victor Moses at 5.3 million and Nikita Jelovic at 6 million. Either of those fancy Ash or not?
Depends who they're going to, who they end up playing. I think all of them, I think they've done really well in the actual, like, transfer market wise. I think they've done, really well. I think, I saw some Norwich fans saying that they, cause they were linked with Jelovic and they were sort of saying, oh, you know, is that what we're aiming for? That's shit. I think that's a well good signing.
I think he's a solid player, by the
way.
Yeah,
like, definitely.
Carroll's so out of, you know, he's a physical player who won't, you know, who offers something different, whilst Andy Carroll is, you know,
I think injury. I think especially playing in front of Poirier, Payet.
Yeah.
I think that's not a bad signing at all.
No, he scored goals at Everton and at Hull. I think that's, I don't know, I think it's quite a smart signing, quite a shrewd one. Maybe not for FPL, but for West Ham in general, I think it's a very clever signing.
Yeah, yeah. I think, what is he, 6 million? I suppose the only thing is for these, there's so many cheap strikers, isn't there? Like, well, Vardy's probably only about 6 million, isn't he?
Yeah, 6 maybe is a bit, but I think Nathan Dyer at 4.8 million is pretty solid if he starts for them, because he's an exciting winger.
Yeah.
But so I think it's worth seeing if any of them are going to play. But tweet us if you're going to put any of the new guys in your team.
Straight away, yeah.
At the Gaffer Tapes, or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Coming up in part three anyway, we've got a guest, Ash's brother, Taylor's coming in. He's beating us all in the league at the moment. And Ash has probably conceived another crazy game. Am I right in that, Ash?
Yeah, and a Gaffer Gambler success story.
A Gaffer Gambler success story that doesn't involve me, which is not surprising to anyone. We'll have a quick look at game week 5 fixtures as well, but obviously we've got the whole international break. But that's pretty much all we've got time for part 2 of the Gaffer Takes, but we've got all that coming up in part 3.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash, and Craig's not here. He's gone.
Bastards.
In between the second and third sections, he's just disappeared. But in his place, we have Taylor Kern.
Hiya, you all right?
Taylor, is it? Taylor, league member. How are you doing in our league so far, Taylor, this season?
I'm doing all right. Sort of just behind Ashley, so he's your resident expert, so I think that's not too bad.
That's not a bad place to be.
Steady, though. I was, I think, during halfway through on the Saturday, at the end of the Saturday, I was, hashtag 2 clicks.
Oh, yeah.
Which was nice, but then that's moved down to 3 after, I think, Swansea beat United, which was a bit of a kick up the ass.
Yeah, I think that was for a lot of people, yeah, really.
When game was, and IU scored, but...
Have you used your wild card yet?
No, I haven't used my wild card yet. I'm really waiting. I think 10 weeks I've planned.
Oh, really?
10 waiting weeks.
Halfway through this. I had to spend quite a while convincing Taylor to pick a team. Every year, he's like, right, I'm going to do a theme, and it's going to be all players who have never played in the Championship but do have left-sided comb-overs. I'm like, why don't you do a theme where you try and pick the best team you can and try and win it? And he's like, oh, yeah, but that's really boring. It's going to be really easy. I'm like, it's not at all.
So far this season, you have just gone with the best possible team, have you?
You hope. Obviously not, because I'm not winning it. But
that's been your tactic.
But you haven't gone for, like, just black players that wear white football boots or something. Do you know what I mean?
I have tried to pick the best team I can, not some random assortment of players with orange boots. But... it's going all right. Chelsea have let me down big time.
Yeah, they're letting me down.
I've tried to stick with them for so long, and I don't know whether to... I've got Hazard, Ivanovic, Fabregas.
We were saying that in the last section. We were saying that they are going to eventually come good, but it's how long do you wait
and
have him, yeah.
Who was it? Ivanovic has got 3 points this season.
Yeah, I know.
He's still in the top 15 people selected.
It's just, yeah, so...
Just because people don't want to let him go, because they know he will score.
Yeah, he's going to come through, isn't he?
But yeah, talking to Chelsea, they are the early kickoff in the game week 5 starts. 12th of September, obviously, as we said, we got the international break.
Boo.
Yeah. Everton are entertaining Chelsea.
different. Who knows?
You know when you say that they're entertaining them, that means that Everton are at home, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, good. Just checking. Chelsea aren't
Chelsea aren't entertaining anybody.
They're not, actually, no. Everton-Chelsea is the early kickoff on the 12th. How do you see that one going? That's a tough one for me because I don't really know. I think Everton have looked all right. I think Lukaku could still be scoring points.
Yeah, if this was last season, you'd say it was a total Chelsea banker.
That was the one that was 6-3, wasn't it, last year? A crazy game the first couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so about the same time. But yeah, I thought Everton looked really good. I'd be worried if I was a Chelsea back. Barkley looks really good this season.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Maybe a draw? Yeah. Maybe a score draw?
They nearly sold Naismith, didn't they? And then Newcastle. Norwich bid for him on the last day of the season, yeah. So they've kept him.
He was very good last year at the start.
Yeah, that's right.
Was the guy to have around the sort of time where Yeloa should have had him.
Stones to score the winner.
Oh,
imagine that. Wow. Yeah. Wow, stick a bit of money on that. That might be decent. Other games, 3 o'clock kickoffs, Arsenal, Stoke, Palace, Man City. That could be an interesting game. I think Palace have... bit hit and miss, really, but you know,
they struggle at home apparently. Since Pardew's been there, they've won something mental like 9 games away and drawn 2, like since he's been there, so 12 games, whatever.
Yeah.
And but at home, they struggle a lot, so maybe City will win that. And yeah. I was saying to Ash about that earlier that only out of the 30 games, only 9 teams won at home.
Oh, yeah, so I think I dropped that stat.
We did say that. And yeah. There we go, this is where Ash gets his stats from.
Yeah, there you go.
Norwich Bournemouth. Bournemouth.
Who's this Bournemouth?
Swallowed halfway through. Norwich Bournemouth, the battle of the two promoted teams. I fancy Norwich there, I think. Norwich Bournemouth.
I don't know, not Bournemouth, that they don't win any games apart from when they play against West Ham. But they look nice. They play good football.
They look nice.
And I saw that stat about Cameron Jerome. You know, he scored 1 goal in 50 Premiership appearances.
Really? Yeah, mate of mine has decided to have Jerome in his team. And he's currently, right at the bottom. He's like about 520th in our league.
Saying that, Becky's got him up front.
Really? And she's smashing the rest of us and making us look like fools. So there we go. Watford-Swansea. I fancy Swansea to turn up there and score some points.
I think that's a good shout.
If you've taken Ayew and Gomez out your team like I did, stick them back in. At the cost of like 4 points.
I don't know. What about Jefferson Montero? He's because he was here. I put him in my team because he's mental, isn't he?
But he's got an amazing name as well.
Yeah.
He might be one of them.
He's injured now, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I was going to say, he might be one of them players as well where he's sort of the third man in the attack. Someone gets the assist and the goal, but one does it all. But
I was thinking about that. Who's the guy who played for Arsenal? He scored 4 games one game. Ashavin.
Yeah.
He was always like that. He's got loads of stick for him, rubbish, but he'd like... be the guy who nearly created every goal. What would happen is he'd do stuff, he'd cut it back to somebody who would then play it across the box and then they'd score, so he'd never get the points. But it's the same with Montero. In his previous game, he kept absolutely murdering some, like every game he's done, he'd murdered someone's right back. He's pulled it across and the guy they've got up front, is it Gomez?
Yeah.
Kept lashing them about 100 shots over the bar. Yeah. So he eventually scores, but like his strike rate seems pretty low from... the amount of they were getting, like, he was, the amount of cutbacks they were getting shanked into the crowd.
Yeah. Other game, West Brom Southampton, and the late kickoff on Saturday is United Liverpool, probably the biggest fixture of the weekend. United Liverpool, how do you see that one going?
0-0, definitely.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
It's been 0-0 for the last 10 years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's built up so much on Sky.
And what was the one? It's never going to be as big as it could have been, yeah.
What was the one the other day?
Was it
the same again, wasn't there? Like, it's a really boring 0-0. Was it Chelsea?
Was it Arsenal-Liverpool?
Arsenal-Liverpool, yeah.
Although it wasn't actually very boring. But yeah, it was just a good...
This
would
be more boring.
It's
so boring to watch.
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the better 0-0s that I've seen.
Yeah.
To be honest.
They struggle without Coutinho as well, Liverpool.
Yeah, they will do, yeah.
He sent off against West Ham,
didn't he? Sent off,
didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So again, I saw on, I think it was the Fantasy Yerma thing, they tweeted someone had put him as their triple captain and they did this whole thing again.
Oh, no!
So they actually got something like minus 12 points or something.
Oh.
I thought last weekend was a good weekend for people hoping that people had used their triple captain because Aguero didn't score.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? You know, Chelsea were rubbish and then Liverpool, Coutinho.
Yeah.
Like you
said.
I went up.
I reckon there would have been a lot of triple captains.
I bet there was,
I went up quite a few places in the league because I've stuck with, say, like Southampton players. So I think what happened is
a lot of people would have wildcarded, got the informed players, none of whom have done that well. So then you only need that's a small sweep.
That's what I've done. Yeah, that's exactly what I've done, and that's why I've gone down in the league.
Yeah.
Then moving on to Sunday, Sunderland Spurs. Now, I fancy Harry Kane to score sexually in that game.
What?
So I do fancy him sexually. Yeah. Don't tell any of my Arsenal mates. I fancy him to score there. I'm going to come out and say that. If we were doing our little patented thingy, the little bet thing where we guess who scores, I would have gone for him, I think, there. I fancy him to score against Sunderland, and I think everyone will jump on that bandwagon again. So I'm thinking maybe to stick him in my team. If not my team, then my secret team, maybe go with that hunch.
Yeah.
And say, because they literally haven't got another striker.
No, didn't they buy one?
Did they buy one in the window?
No, none of theirs. They said on their website, they bought a player from Germany, song, and they said on their website, midfielder that can play striker.
Loads
of Tottenham fans have been complaining about it, saying that they've just put this to sweeten us up, but it's obviously not true.
Yeah, we watch striker sometimes plays in goal. We'll probably play him in goal, but you know, I've seen him kick a ball really hard. Yeah. Really hard at a goal once. Then Leicester Villa, and finally West Ham Newcastle. You got to fancy that one, didn't you, Ash?
At home? No.
No, that's right, you're at home.
We were away into Milan, maybe.
Yeah.
Home to Newcastle, no chance.
To get their first win in that game, I reckon.
Do you reckon? Oh, dear.
Yeah. He can't tell, I don't know.
No, it's too tough.
We've done well, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, that's the fixtures. Tweet us your teams, as usual, hashtag balls. That's becoming a big thing on a Saturday or, you know, towards the end of the week.
I have noticed.
Getting all our teams.
Or maybe it's because we got more balls. Twitter followers and stuff.
Yeah.
That it's maybe people, I don't know whether people are getting more ballsy. Well, there's just more people, so
I think people now, yeah. Because but people it never seem used to be a lot.
No, but people now seem to be putting it out there. Mm. They don't seem as afraid.
Well, Stindog tweeted us a picture of his team, but he actually took a photo of his computer screen. Didn't do a little screen, and I said, "Well, we might talk about your team on the pod, and we might talk about how you can use screen grab as well."
So he took a photo. Please tell me he did it with a what do you call it, a Polaroid camera, and he faxed the Polaroid to us.
No, he took a photo of the Polaroid camera, took that down to Jessop's and got it developed, and then it's currently in the post. A photograph of a photograph, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, Stindog. Yeah, had to mention him once on the pod and take the piss. But yeah, that's Twitter's your teams. Like I say, I'm going to go out there and just say I think Harry Kane will score this week. I fancy him to finally score because I think he's still quite highly picked.
Yeah,
so a lot of people will be happy about that, I think. And that brings us nicely.
Speaking of your love of Tottenham,
speaking of my love for Tottenham, oh god, yeah. The quiz, Ash.
Is it time for the quiz?
I think it's time for the quiz, isn't it?
Okay.
For regular
followers of the show will know we do a weekly quiz. Last year it was me versus Tom.
And I lost miserably.
You did.
And then the whole season. Although at one point, I don't know.
You caught up from about.
I did. I actually caught. I think at one point, I don't know, it was like 7-3. And I pulled it back to like almost 7-all.
I think it was,
and then you ran away with it.
Yeah.
Ridiculously.
But so now at the current season, this year, it's you versus Craig.
Almost forgot his name. Yeah. It's you versus that guy that was here literally like 4 minutes ago.
And after I ran the most successful quiz of all time and the fans demanded I become quizmaster, we're now doing a new season. This season, the loser has to go and watch Tottenham.
Well, that's not a loss for Craig. I like the fact that in this it was like, so when Tom loses, he's going to have to do this. I thought, well, Craig hasn't even got a consequence. He's what's Hearts. He's lucky. He's happy to just watch a football game. He is.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, because he keeps saying, I know what we should do. People need to tweet in what he should be doing if he loses.
Yeah.
Because he says he should wear a hip shirt. But I think he sports hips anyway. Yeah. No one knows who they are.
No one knows who they are. Yeah. It wouldn't be.
No one would even know if he was wearing a hip shirt.
Exactly.
Walked into the hip store and kissed the hip's chairman. No one would even know.
No one would care. No, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So for 1 week and 1 week only, Craig doesn't even know this, but Taylor is going to play as Craig.
Yeah.
In the vain hope that I can pull one back. So I think it's 2-0 to Craig already, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's 2-0 already. Although I might have to look into that. I'm thinking it might just be 1-0.
No, it's definitely done 2 weeks of it.
Okay, so yeah, so it's 2-0 to Craig, and Taylor is now playing as Craig.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know what to expect from this game. So you go, and it's actually 0-3. Part 3.
Yeah.
Really difficult. 0-3. Some of them ones.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them
the Europa League ones were well difficult.
It's a lot harder.
Like, Sparta Prague, I was just like, sitting there on the bus, being like, oh, I've just got no idea.
For me, it's the countries. That was really difficult. You know what I mean? I didn't do geography.
Okay, so right, this one, this week, it's a lot easier. Because Taylor's come down from Norwich, we're going to play an Alan Partridge-themed game of knowing me, knowing you.
Oh, wow. Knowing me, knowing you. Is that what you pointed at me?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do that. Yeah. But you went, oh, wow.
Oh, wow. No, because it got me excited.
Okay, we played a game similar to this. If anybody listened to the World Cup special, where we played Müller.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was.
It was about 18 months ago. Yeah,
yeah, Max the German had to guess whether the Wikipedia entries were for Jürgen Müller.
Thomas Müller.
Or Müller.
About that. Wow.
But this is slightly easier, really, in fact. Yeah, it was really
surprisingly. That was mental, yeah.
So I've run a couple of footballers through through Google Translate, from English to Albanian to Swiss to Dutch to French, back again to English.
Ridiculous.
They're actually quite easy, to be honest. So say an example would be,
you say that,
name this footballer, scored many goal, Argentine legend, is football great, goodest.
Gabriel Batistuta. Messi. Okay, yeah,
exactly. Cool, okay, so we're ready?
Could have been.
Okay, so first one. Pens at the
ready. Okay, so we're writing these down?
Yeah.
Writing them down.
Okay, yeah.
Lovely.
Right. The leader of West Ham United for over 10 years.
The leader. Right, okay.
And was captain of the English team that won the World Cup in 1966. This is a large scale and one of the greatest defenders of all time. Pelé, and said that, ever played the best defence against it.
Okay.
Right, so you've got that done?
Yep.
Okay.
Bobby Moore.
Okay, so a point each. See, boom. It's quite easy.
1 point. Okay. Underlined.
Second one. Manager since 1996, where he is the club's longest and most successful talented. He won major titles.
Right. Is this Premier League? Or is it just general?
It's just general.
Since, wow, see, I think,
it's really hard. Well, no, I didn't think I was even born then. No, I was three then.
Well, okay, well, I'll...
Yeah. You just started playing for Atletico Madrid.
I'll give you an answer, and then I'll potentially take issue with it.
Yeah.
If the answer's correct, that is.
Okay. Taylor, you written one down?
Yeah, I'm going to go for him.
Okay.
I'm going to think of.
Tom.
Well, I'm going to say Wenger, although I don't think Wenger got there till 97.
Ferguson?
Oh, no, it's Wenger!
Oh, no! Yes!
Oh, no!
Good.
Two on to Tom.
Come on, Tito.
No. Okay. Question three, or player three.
He's won many titles.
Yeah, I know. That was a severe translation error. Yeah.
Brackets before 2005.
Okay. He borrowed, played in the English Arsenal defender to West Ham. The professional football, loaned to West Ham, played the 14-15 season before Arsenal. Sport. He began career at the court. Before he, a youth council, both in Finnish and English national team.
Well, there we go. We haven't got any more time for the rest of the quiz. Do you? Oh. Well, see, I was going to say Song.
What, you've got to write down your answers?
Well, no, I've said Song.
Oh, okay.
Jenkinson.
Oh, Jenkinson,
because you said Arsenal. Finish. Yeah, no,
I don't know where that came from.
He's like half finished.
Jenkinson is half finished.
Yeah,
he's
half finished. Yeah.
Oh,
bloody hell!
No, well, that made it easier.
I said Song because I just heard the Arsenal West Ham connection, but
he wasn't there then.
Okay, so 2-0. Right, beginning as a trainee in Barcelona, but you can make your way to the first team. And agency. Ligue France, Paris Saint-Germain. He signed Rangers in the Scottish Premier League 3 times, the domestic winning. Okay, no. when I wrote it down, I thought these were so easy. And when you see the Wikipedia extras, it's so obvious. But this one now seems impossible.
Barcelona, PSG, Rangers.
And Rangers, yeah. Barcelona, PSG, Rangers. Oh, it's just...
I just can't think of anyone.
Barcelona... Oh, we've got to write something. Barcelona, PSG, Rangers. Oh, this is awful. Come on, Jesus Christ. It edits out all the pauses.
The pauses, yeah.
That's fine. Okay. 10 minutes go by.
Yeah. Unless you've been listening to this for 40 minutes.
Barcelona, PSG. I literally don't know. I can't give an answer.
Do you want the clue?
Go on.
He plays for Arsenal.
he currently plays for Arsenal.
Yeah. Unless they got rid of him in the transfer window, which I don't think they did.
No, because we didn't really get rid of anyone.
Fucking hell.
Oh, maybe.
Oh!
Right.
I think he played for Rangers for a bit. I didn't know he was from Barcelona, but...
That's quite a big clue, actually, yeah. If he went through the Barcelona youth team, probably gives his nationality away.
Oh, okay, so...
I don't know. Yeah, that's the best person I've got.
Okay.
Sweet.
Okay, yeah, go on then.
Cazorla?
No.
Arteta?
Yeah.
Arteta. Fuck. So Arteta played for Rangers?
But, well, in the translator he did. Maybe it translated the word Rangers to something
else. He was at Rangers before. He never knew he was PSG, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, also, you'd think it would mention Evan. So that was shocking. Absolutely that was shocking.
So 3-2 really to Taylor?
I was just trying to think of someone Spanish, yeah.
Okay.
How many questions are there?
There's only three more.
Three more, okay. Right.
Following the 2003 Sugar 6th series on August 30th, Sherolandinmeyer...
That's not a real word.
Like... BBC Schoolboy, Margaret Mountford, Blomqvist, List, Series 6, 7, Say 8 and 9, in an interview guest, main British debut, Sugarplit, it before.
That just makes no sense.
This is not a quiz. This is absolutely mental.
That one's just translated back to jumbled words.
Well, okay. None of that makes sense to me. I've written something down because you said a word that, might have, Give me a bit of a clue.
Yeah, this might cause outrage, this one, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Go on, then, what have you got?
Well, I wrote Harry Kane. Only because you said sugar, and I thought Alan Sugar.
If this could
be... You said something about young boy. I thought he's quite young.
Taylor?
Cotton Cole?
We're literally clutching at straws here, Ash. We're literally... Whiskey warm, yeah?
Well, no point for that one, but... He wasn't technically a football player.
So okay, what was it?
Karen Brady.
Right.
But I thought it was so obvious because it was going on about Alan Sugar and how many series of The Apprentice.
The word Sugar.
Yeah, but you're right, it was Alan Sugar.
It was Alan Sugar.
And it was all like series 7, 8, 9, Margaret was the woman to make. Okay, right, two more.
What, 3-2?
3-2 to Taylor.
Okay, come on, Tom.
Okay. Point security, known for creative skills and their technique to score, is in order... is one of the best players ever in Italy. Is that something? And many more the most talented regarded as. One of the players' history, the best young players in Rome. His record, 11 Oscar del Secco, won 5 award, including 2 Serie A Player of the Year.
Right, okay. Maldini?
Totti.
Yep.
Totti.
Totti.
He's definitely not my most favourite football player ever.
Really?
Definitely.
Oh, there we go.
The West Ham question about Bobby Moore and the Totti question.
Yeah.
What? Karen Brady.
Then again, there was 2 Arsenal questions.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
Not really.
What Finnish bloke played for Arsenal?
Okay, so the final one.
Shit, the bed. Well, it doesn't matter. It's that's it.
Isn't well, I think the fans are demanding more. If anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, I think they're probably not listening anymore. They've just gone straight to the outtake at the end, as usual.
Okay.
Right.
Managed 3 Kolopadets 2006 World Cup in Germany. Officially announced that he will leave after 1 year. The German coach so late. Replaced by assistant coach. The new coach of Bundesliga club Bayern Munich.
Scolari?
Klinsmann?
Yep.
It doesn't matter what I say.
It doesn't, does it?
Does it?
No. Okay, well...
I mean, I feel like I've lost something from that. I feel like I've lost dignity and time of my life. Tweet us how you think that quiz went. I like that. That was good. That was good. It just, was it my lack of knowledge that did me out there?
I think Taylor got all but one of them right.
I think so. Yeah,
the Karen Brady one was really hard.
Yeah, but then your actual favourite player is Totti, and you're a West Ham fan. Then there was a question about Totti. So that wasn't preconceived or anything like that.
I guess when you're being asked questions about where you went to, like in French, where you went to middle school and what your name is.
Yeah. It's like if you'd have gone WWF Attitude Era, he won title surname Austin. Have we gone to Stankar Steve Austin? Cheers. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Well, lovely. Well, thanks very much. I mean, that's 3-0 down in the series, but I don't know if anyone could blame me. I'm not sure. But
plus, on the plus side, nobody may have got to the end of the quiz, so.
Yeah.
Like. If you lose a quiz and no one's there to listen to it, yeah, you really lose.
That's true, actually, yeah, like the whole tree falling down and a thing. What did that have to do with me knowing you? I just thought.
I don't know.
About as much as Neil or Real had to do with either of those words.
Yes.
But yeah, thanks very much.
It was actually West Ham Arsenal themed.
Was it?
It was, and it was just random players between them. But apart from the last two, apart from the last two,
yeah,
I was going to explain this, but when I read it out, they were so obvious that I thought it would just be six all, I didn't bother.
That Arteta one, furious about that. But yeah, thanks very much, Ash, for the quiz. Thanks very much, Taylor, for showing me up. just literally walking in, showing me up, and then leaving. But yes, thanks very much. I'm going to keep an eye on you two, your league positions, and see how you do. Because it'd probably be a lot more fun than me. I think I'm on my way down in the league, just descending to nothingness.
Yeah,
very much like the quiz, and very much like my life at the moment. But yeah, thanks very much, chaps. We will be back. So yeah, we've got the international break, unfortunately, but you know, we will be tweeting from the account. We've got blogs. We've got a lot of stuff. Tweet us your teams. Hashtag balls. Anything else?
No.
Join the league using the pin 142755-38788. Remember that off, just out of my head. See, I remember that. If we had a quiz like what's your pin number, I'd have a good go at that, although people would probably steal all my money. But yeah, thanks very much again, guys. And yeah, tweet us and check out the website and all that jazz. And we'll all be back soon. So thank you very much from the Gaffer Tapes, and good night.
Hello and welcome back to part two of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. We're going to go straight into it. Part two, Tom. We can't read through anyone's social media in 140 characters until you say...
You tweet like chocolate boy. Da 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 da.
Even that, he's played it really cool.
I don't know what just happened.
No, you cut off.
Oh, fail.